All right, and welcome to Ranked. We are back. We're here to discuss some more films, but this time around, we're going to be discussing three relatively known trilogies. So I've heard they are known as the Star Wars trilogies. We got all 9 episodes here to discuss. And as soon as I decided to take on this project, I figured I need to have someone that I knew that was a really big Star Wars fan, because my girlfriend's never seen them, and I don't really know anyone that's that big of a fan. So I reached out to a friend of mine. We got Aaron Fleming here, who is a really big fan from what I remember. Aaron, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Quentin?
Not too bad. So you're a pretty good Star Wars fan, to say the least.
I mean, like, pretty big. I mean, it's been a little while since, I mean, I've obviously watched them all. I'm not, it's kind of faded a little bit, but it's still something that, you know, I don't mind talking about. The new ones coming out recently, you know, I've kept up with them. We'll get to it, I guess. I haven't really enjoyed them the most, to say, but I mean, I definitely do enjoy the series. It's not to say I'm the biggest fanatic out there, but I definitely do like Star Wars, and I always have loved Star Wars.
When did you start watching Star Wars? Because obviously I just started, so I really have just been born into this, but you've probably watched it for a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've watched it, honestly, since I've been a child. I definitely, I remember watching, you know, being a little kid and watching The Phantom Menace and The Clone. I mean, obviously, like, 1, 2, and 3, because that's more so like when I was a kid and growing up. But I remember I've always liked Star Wars. I think Star Wars is one of those things where, for most people who do like Star Wars, you just kind of get in it. Like, yeah, I don't, like, you know, pinpointing an exact point when I started watching it. I think most people, or some people, can agree, you kind of just, it just starts somewhere. You've just always liked Star Wars. It's just one of those things. You just always enjoyed it. When did it start? It's like, oh, it's just always been like that.
Yeah, my family was never really super into film, and if it was, it was Disney, so I definitely never touched Star Wars forever, so...
Well, if you were born nowadays, you would have.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, nowadays it'd be the exact kind of thing for me.
Yeah.
So the first one I watched was A New Hope, but like I think that's like in brackets I watched it, because it was in grade 4 it was a snow day, and I just came to class because I had nothing else to do, and my parents made me. And they were like, oh, there's only 8 of you. We'll just throw one Star Wars just to make you guys happy. And I didn't even like it. I remember sitting there watching, what's going on here? I'm not interested. And then I eventually just stopped watching and started playing toys with the 2 other people that didn't want to watch it in the corner.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, that was my first experience with it. My first real experience was I have a friend that had an extra ticket to watch A Force Awakens. And he said, everyone else has already seen it, because it was like a week out already. He's like, yeah, everyone's already seen the movie, so no one wants to come with me. And I have a free ticket. And so I went, I guess I'll watch it. If it's a free ticket, I guess I'll check it out. And halfway through the movie, I remember watching it and turning to my friend and going, so when's Darth Vader coming? Because he's really cool from what I've seen. And he looks at me and goes, Darth Vader's dead in this movie. I was like, what's the point?
So you've obviously missed the boat a little bit.
Yeah, I was really confused. I was like, so when's Darth Vader coming? I thought he was the main character.
Yeah, I think it's incredible that through all the popularity and stuff that you haven't seen him until then, because that's one of those things where it's almost like one of those movies where you just have to sit down and watch. It's just one of those things in life that you need to complete. It's kind of funny that your first real experience is The Force Awakens, because those movies have been out forever.
Yeah, it is shocking, because everyone's seen them, and I caved and watched the Harry Potter series because everyone watched
it.
So I caved for everything, but I guess Star Wars, it's just, I'm not a big space kind of guy, so I figured it would never be my thing. But I'm glad I finally decided, that's the main reason why I did this project, was just because I figured I might as well watch these eventually.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things where it's kind of just a necessity of life. You kind of just have to see, in my opinion anyways, it's just, whether you like it or not, it's just one of those things where it's Star Wars.
Yeah, and now I kind of get all the references and memes, so it's good.
So what did you think?
Yeah, as a whole, I totally get the buzz with the original trilogy. I really liked those. Obviously, I think everyone does. But besides that, I think as a whole, I still don't really get why the new trilogy gets as much money as it does. I think they're just like any other action movie out there. I don't think it's special in any way.
Exactly. And that's why, that's one thing, like, I mean, if you look at my rankings, that's one of the reasons why, objectively speaking, the new films are great. It's a great action film. Like, they're great action films, but they just don't have that, it almost that love and that passion that, you know, 4, 5, and 6 did. Like, they just don't have, like you said, you don't know why they're making, obviously it's because Disney, but they just don't have that same feel as the original movies did. Like, they're great movies. Like, objectively, they're great action movies. But for Star Wars, for me, it's like they're good. They're just not anything special.
Yeah, and I assumed they were all these big blockbuster action movies because, like I said, the only movie I really saw was Force Awakens. So I figured they're all like this, just blockbuster, cool visuals, which is fine, but nothing like special. So when I watched the original trilogy, I was shocked at how in-depth and how detailed these movies were. Like, they really do have a lot in them. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, and I don't know if, like, you've ever seen some, like, the work done for those movies. It's incredible, the amount of, like, handwork put into it, right? Because obviously the, you know, it's not the same CGI and the same effects back then, but, like all of, like, the work put into making those movies something special just kind of makes you feel, like, special, where it's, like, the new one, it's, like, well, they're just, everyone has that technology, you know, every movie has those kind of explosions and, like, cinematics, and it's, like, it just doesn't, it's, like, it just fits in with the rest.
Yeah, and the first three had, like, no budget at all to it. It's crazy to see how good these movies were, and they had no money, basically.
Yeah.
So how many times have you seen Star Wars? Do you tend to rewatch them a lot?
So the thing about me, I'm not a big fan of rewatching movies, like, in general. Like, not just, even, like, trilogies I love, like, you know, Lord of the Rings. I don't watch movies a ton because I like exploring new movies. There's a ton of new movies out there. And my kind of thing is, well, why watch the same movie 5, 6, 7 times when I could kind of put that to watching new movies? You know, because there's tons out there and there's tons of great movies to be seen. I have a bunch of movies that I want to watch. So I don't really watch movies too often. And also for me, like, movie watching is an experience where you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you're in it, you're watching a movie because you don't know what's going to happen, you're excited. Whereas when you watch a movie again, you already know what happens. You know, it's kind of like you already know what's coming. There's no surprises. There's no awe. There's no wow. So I don't really watch them too often. But Star Wars is obviously one of those things where, like, one way or another, I've watched it many times. I couldn't give you an exact count, but it's just one of those things where if it's on, you just kind of glue your eyes to the screen and you keep watching.
No, that's fair. Yeah, that's a good point, though, about movies as a whole. I don't tend to rewatch that many.
You know, once I've had that experience of seeing the movie, I know what happens. I can recollect what happens. I can enjoy it, like, vicariously almost, per se, but I don't need to watch it again. The only ones I haven't watched more than once are the new trilogy, but that's because I've kind of seen them. I'm like, they were really good, but I have no intention to watch them ever again, probably. Maybe in a couple of years, but...
Right. Before we actually get into the movies, I was just curious as to who are your favorite and least favorite Star Wars characters. Like, do you have some that come to mind?
Oh, I love Han Solo. I absolutely love Han Solo and Chewbacca. Just, like, the biggest, like name a more dynamic duo, honestly. Like, that's, like, when I think of those two, that's what I think. Absolutely love them. And Obi-Wan Kenobi, prefer, like, mostly from episode 1, 2, 3, not Ben Kenobi from the later movies. But he, like, to me, like, as a kid, this guy's just, like, a badass. Like, Obi-Wan Kenobi is, like, that's what you want to be. Like, you want to be this guy because he's just, like, the biggest badass on the planet. So, as a whole, those probably, like, those three. I mean, obviously, everyone loves Yoda. I think that's just a fact. But really, I just loved Han Solo, Chewie. And honestly, like I said, Obi-Wan Kenobi is, like, my childhood hero. You just wanted to be him. He was so cool. Everything he did was just cool. So, and honestly, like, Anakin episode 3, I remember watching that movie and just being torn apart by that movie and hating episode. It honestly took me a long time to go back and watch. I hated episode 3 for the longest time. Like, as a kid, like, I hated it. I was like, this movie, like, sucks. Like, Anakin was, like, Anakin, like, you see him, so he, like, he's such a good character, and then, like, he just, you know, he just betrays everyone and just, like, it just rips you apart. So In that kind of sense, I didn't really like Anakin in episode 3 as a kid, but now you kind of see his character and kind of have more of an appreciation for it anyways, but yeah.
Yeah, I watched these movies and I was shocked at who my favorite was, which ended up being C-3PO. I don't know why I liked him so much.
That's a classic. Because he adds so much. He just adds so much to the movies by doing almost so little.
Yeah, I just love every scene that that he's in. Everyone's like so badass and intense. You just see him in the corner being like a neurotic mess. I thought that was a great addition to the cast.
Absolutely. And honestly, even like you look at R2. R2 is phenomenal. Like for a droid for something that just beeps, you never have so many laughs and giggles whenever R2 is on the screen. And like the scream, like I couldn't even try to recreate it because it'd sound ridiculous. But you know, those droids too, for sure. So much love for those droids.
Yeah, I like R2-D2 as well. And Princess Leia, I didn't realize she was so badass. That confused me as well.
Yeah. She's a phenomenal character.
Just based off of what I've heard, and I know about the golden bikini because I've heard pop culture references to it, but I didn't realize that she was such a badass character in the film, so that was fun.
Oh, yeah. And I guess one thing I can point out in terms of like liking characters and not characters, you know, lots of people give flack, and I guess we can discuss this too, but I liked episode 1 and 2 more so just because, like, I grew up. Like, that's kind of, like, the ripe age where I grew up. And, like, that's when they were coming out. But I definitely liked, like, I do not like stormtroopers compared to the clones. Like, I thought the clones are these badass soldiers. Like, their weapons are these long rifles. They're just, everything about them so badass. These are the stormtroopers, and they're just, like, wonky-looking clowns who can't hit a single thing sort of thing, you know? Where it's, like, you look at episode 2 and it's like these clones, they're the most badass thing you've ever seen. So for me, that's one thing I didn't really, stormtrooper wise, I didn't just really think I didn't like them as much. I just thought they were kind of dull and not as fun anyways.
That's fair. I kind of like the stormtroopers just because I like the meme that they can't hit anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I wished Finn from the new series, I wished he couldn't hit anything. I think that'd be funny if he just could never hit a shot.
That would be really funny.
Yeah. So I guess we can start with the actual list here.
Yeah, sure.
So we only got the 9 episodes. We didn't do Rogue One or Solo. I had never seen them, and Aaron said they aren't really connected. So I thought, you know what? Fine with me. I don't need to watch 2 more movies.
Like they are, but I mean, personally, I wasn't a huge fan of either. Like they were, except once again, an objectively great action film. But I just didn't get. And like, you know what? Lots of people might disagree with me on this. I mean, I'm a pretty conservative person. I don't like change. You can say that. So when you see these kind of, like, to me, you know, Han Solo is Harrison Ford. That's just one of those things. Like, that is who he is. Like, Han Solo is Harrison Ford. So watching someone else play him, like, I don't know. He still did a great job, but I don't know. I'm pretty set on Han Solo being Harrison Ford.
Shows you how much I know. I'd even realize someone else played Han Solo in that one.
Oh yeah, so it's, I don't know, you can, it's worth giving them a watch, I guess. But anyways,
we're gonna go up in order with the first movie, working our way to the top, obviously. So we have number 9, Star Wars 8, The Last Jedi.
I just didn't get a lot of feel from this movie. I'm gonna be completely honest with you, I saw it once, I didn't really like it, and although I knew this podcast was coming, I didn't really put any effort into watch it again, because I didn't think it was worth my time. I just remember not really liking it. I think one of the things I didn't like about the movie is, how recently have you watched it?
So yeah, I only saw those 2 movies I said previously a while ago, and then I binged all 9 of them for the first time, really, because I never really paid attention the other 2 times I watched it. I watched these 9 for the first time at the end of November.
Yeah, so the one thing I didn't really like about 8 was I felt like there's just a massive, like, hero complex going on. Like, oh, I'm going to save the world sort of thing, where they just, like, you look at the beginning with Poe. Like, the guy just goes in by himself with a few other fighters, and it's just, like, this, like, they just, I feel like the whole movie, they're just trying to have, like, hero complexes. You know, like, they're just sending, oh, I'll be the hero here. And I just felt, I don't know, I just felt it just wasn't a great Star Wars film.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it either. So we can talk about where we each put it. You put it at 9th and I put it at 8th. So
yeah,
we both had it super low on our list compared to the other films. And yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it. I do like some of the visual moments, and that's I like some of the visuals, so that's why I put it one spot above, because I keep thinking about the movie. I keep thinking about when the ships got broken apart during that one scene. That was really cool. And then the Red Room.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah.
And yeah, it's mostly just because I still remember some of the iconic visuals, but I felt like the plot line just didn't make much sense for me. That's my biggest issue.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. And I guess it wasn't really your traditional kind of Star Wars film, but I just felt like, I don't know, I just wasn't a big fan. And yeah, I don't have much to say about it, to be honest with you. I just remember I saw it once. I mean, to be fair, I probably should have watched it again a little more recently. I just really didn't feel like it because I wasn't a big fan the first time I saw it. So I don't think I'd change my mind the second time I saw it.
No, don't blame you. I don't think I'm going to watch this one again. It wasn't my kind of movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember in the middle of the movie, Princess Leia was supposedly dead because she was in space, and then she used the Force to bring herself back to the ship or something.
Yeah, like something. Yeah, I do definitely remember something along those lines, and that was kind of meh. Even then, like, you know, if you take the you have Poe at the beginning against the, I don't even know, it's like one of the Star Destroyer. I can't remember the name of it. It has a special name for one of those. Like, he goes in, like, by himself with a few other fighters, takes it down. And then, same thing, like, when they're on, they're on that sand planet, like, the sand skiffs, and, like, they're shooting up red sand, like, same thing, like, oh, I'm gonna be a hero, I'm gonna rush in here, and, like, you know, it's all these, like, super heroic moments that they try to emphasize, and I'm kind of just like, well, this is kind of, like, dumb. Honestly, like, everyone just steps and like, no, I'm the hero. It's like, no, I'm the hero. Like, every like 10 seconds it seems like there's a hero complex.
Yeah, and I felt like they just wanted a bunch of cool fake out moments. I don't know what they're going with here. They had big ending of Force Awakens where Rey gives the lightsaber to Luke Skywalker, and then at the beginning of this movie just throws it. I don't know why.
Exactly.
And then the casino storyline was also one that really boggled my mind. I feel like they just thought, oh, wow, we don't have any moments with Finn.
It was kind of cool. And like the one thing about that, it's like, it almost felt like a rip-off cantina scene, honestly. Like, oh, we got to throw something funky in there just to kind of wow people.
Yeah. And then another issue that I had, just because it was such, I thought it was so perfect, which was First Order was about a shoot the heroes, and Finn comes flying in with the ship. He's about to block the laser and become this big epic moment.
Yeah.
This guy, he's always been running away, and he's afraid to fight them, and it's going to be this heroic moment where he was going to save the heroes and sacrifice himself. And then they did like a fake out where the Rose girl knocked him out, so he didn't actually save them.
And so that's exactly my point, right? There's always big epic hero moments. It's like, you guys need to stop that. I feel like that just takes away from the plot.
Especially if you watch Rise of Skywalker, Finn doesn't do anything. Like, they could have had that epic moment, and Finn didn't need to be in Rise of Skywalker. It felt like it was pointless.
I agree.
So, yeah, that was probably my biggest issue. I felt, I'm kind of with you, where, like, they took a step forward about, like, these big shocking moments, like killing Snook, and then they took a step back and went, psych, like, over. So we are going into number 8 here, which is my least favorite, which was Star Wars 2 Attack of the Clones.
Yes.
Yeah, I just found the film boring. That was pretty much it. To be fair, I have a lot more issues with Last Jedi because of the plot lines and stuff not adding up. But at least it had cool visual moments, and I remember some of the stuff from it. I can't really remember much from Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, no, I will completely agree. It is like, it is a boring movie. It is like, it's a pretty, like you say, like when I ask you, like, is this objectively or is this how you feel? Cause like for me, Attack of the Clones is a movie where when I first watched it and they're on Geonosis and all the Jedi are surrounded and the clones come down and swoop down, like that battle scene, honestly, is one I will never forget that. That's one of those epic things I remember seeing as a kid. And honestly, like, that last scene and like the fight with Yoda and Dooku at the end, where Yoda's just an absolute madman, like those scenes kind of make that movie for me, because like, part of my childhood, honestly, like, that was one of my favorite things ever. I could just watch that scene a million times. But like the rest of the movie, like, I mean, Kamino was kind of cool, but like I said, the rest of the movie is kind of eh. But I just find that last little bit of the movie honestly makes it for me.
even though I put this last just because it's kind of forgettable and there's nothing iconic about the film, I do think this is probably Yoda's best film, in my opinion. I loved Yoda. I thought this was Absolutely. A really good Yoda film.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. Like, it's a great Yoda film. And, I mean, everyone hates it because it's a boring movie. And like I said, objectively, it's an extremely boring movie. But for me, I just loved it. There's something about it that just, like, to me, I guess it maybe says, like, maybe it's just the nostalgia part. And I think a big thing about the episodes 1, 2, and 3 for me is, like, they're probably not the best. But the thing is, like, this is the nostalgia for me. The absolute nostalgia of these movies. And like I said, like Yoda, like that, just like that fight scene at the end of Count Dooku is just one of my favorite things.
Yeah, and when I finished watching the movie, I remember messaging a friend saying, well, Attack of the Clones, that was actually pretty good. Like, I was very high after I watched it, but yeah. Then I think it was like the next day, 24 hours later, I went, why did I like it? Like, what was about that movie? So it's a fun movie. I don't have any issues with it, like Last Jedi.
It's just boring, and I get that.
So yeah, I put it at 9th, you put it at 7th, so a bit higher than Last Jedi. Also, to clarify, if there's a tie between two films, I give whatever movie you put higher, I gave the edge to you since you're the guest, and because you know these films more than me, so.
Yeah.
So any ties, you win the ties. So we have at number 7 here, Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
You put this one at 8, I put it at 6.
Okay, so the same thing, like, objectively, I thought this is a good movie. Like, I think it's a great film. But for me, there's just something about it where, great objective film, but I didn't really necessarily just love it. Like, for me, and I guess this might have been, in fact, due to where it came out. Like, you're talking about, this is a big film to come out after the first 6 movies. Like, this is a huge film to be coming out. Like, they're releasing The Force Awakens, like a new Star Wars movie. Like, it's gonna be the newest craze. And, like, I thought it was great. Don't get me wrong. Objectively, a great film. Like, it's just, like, you're honestly a great action film. But there's just something about, like, I'll be honest with you. Some people might hate me for this. I don't like Finn that much. And that's just a personal thing. He's just not one of my favorite characters. And it's kind of like a rip-off episode 4, you know?
Yeah, glad you said that.
And it's just like, I don't know, like, it's okay, like I said, objectively, it's an unreal film, except it's basically a ripoff of episode 4, and that's kind of like, you know what, for all the hype coming out, and you know, putting this movie out after the first 6, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I really like this movie, because, like you said, it's just a ripoff of episode 4.
Yeah.
And I really like episode 4, so I was even okay with it, because I thought, okay, Rey, she's a great hero. BB-8, I thought he was a fun reincarnation of R2-D2.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. The thing that I keep thinking about is, well, yeah, Force Awakens is really good, but if I want to watch that movie, I might as well just watch A New Hope, because it's just a better version.
Exactly. It seems kind of silly to put it that low, but like, once again, like, it just came at a time where I just didn't love it. Maybe that's, like I said, maybe that's because I look at Star Wars as something nostalgic. And new movie, I was like, well, it's great, don't get me wrong, it's objectively a great movie, but I didn't love it.
Yeah, so. And that's totally fair. It's funny how you said you weren't a big Finn fan. I don't mind Finn, but I'm really not a big Poe fan.
I was gonna say, that was my next point too. It's like, I'm not a big fan of Finn, but I'm also not a big fan of Poe. Like, I just like the new characters, like, they come in, like, don't get me wrong, like, they're good, but like, if you put up like Rey, Finn, and Poe against anyone from the original 6, like, it's tough for me. Like, they introduce new characters and they're great, but I didn't fall in love with any of them, you know? Like, you know, sometimes you watch a movie and you fall in love with a character. That didn't happen with me. Like, I didn't see Finn or Poe or Rey. I'm like, oh my god, these are the most badass characters on the planet. I absolutely love them. Like, oh my god, like, I'm in, you know?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I wasn't a huge Rey fan. I liked her enough that she was the hero. I thought she was fine, but I really thought she shined in Rise of Skywalker. That was definitely her strongest.
Absolutely. And that's why I put Rise of Skywalker higher, because she definitely, in that movie, outplayed herself compared to the other two.
Yeah, she was really good. I was definitely Team Rey in Rise of Skywalker. I loved her.
100%, right? So, I mean, that movie, I think, was definitely better, but I just didn't, it didn't get me to bite right off the bat. You know, right. I wasn't convinced when Disney put out The Force Awakens that it was going to do something phenomenal with it.
The reason why Force Awakens is relatively high for me is I'm very high on Adam Driver. He's one of my favorite actors of the last really? 2 years. Yeah, I every movie he does, I pretty much watch. I think he's such a great actor.
Yeah, I think he's a great actor. I'm not going to lie. And once again, people might hate me for this. I just didn't like Kylo Ren as much. And I'm going to be honest. I just didn't think he was one of the greatest villains. Like, you compare him to, like, Darth Maul, which, I mean, only lasted, what, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
But I just think, you know, some of these villains are unbelievable. Then Kylo Ren just, honestly, like, to me, kind of this little bitch.
Yeah.
This is kind of my first movie where, like, I wasn't really associated with him that much. And to me, I was like, this is just, like, some little kid. Like, this is some little, like, grouchy kid sort of thing. And I didn't really find he was the best villain.
Yeah, and Ferris, I still think the casting's a bit weird. I remember, like I said, Force Awakens, the only movie I saw really before I binged them all. And I remember during the theater when I looked at my friend and asked, where's Darth Vader? Oh, he's not here. He then says, yeah, that guy, he's the Darth Vader of this movie. And I was like, wait, this little punk?
That was exactly it for me. Like, you take someone like Darth Vader and you give him like a ripoff mask and kind of a little more like, not as much backstory to him, right? Because obviously when you put the whole six together, you see Anakin, you know, turning into Darth Vader. Like, you see that whole thing. Whereas, Kylo Ren just kind of, like, there. But like I said, like, it had the same reaction. Like, this is the Darth Vader of this trilogy? That's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to compare him to Darth Vader.
Exactly.
But I still think he's a really good villain, just because I feel like he's pretty fleshed out over the course of the three movies.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I think it goes for me, Darth Vader, Palpatine, and then I would say he's the third best villain of
the whole. Yeah, and like, that's what I said, like, I will get to it, but Rise of Skywalker, that's where I really liked him, because by then, you know, you kind of see everything building up, and then you get there, you know, but...
Yeah, that's why Rise of Skywalker is high for me as well, because I feel like Rey shines and we got Adam
Driver
shines. Everyone
shines, honestly.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's a good one.
But we can get to that.
Yeah. So before we get to that, we have at number 6, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Well, I had it at 7, you had it at 6, so pretty close there.
So this movie for me, as a kid, I loved it. As a kid, there's just something about this movie that I love. Like, it is obviously one of the memes that have come from it. Like, the amount of the jokes, the amount of memes, it's like the entire movie is basically a meme now. But the Darth Maul fight, Anakin, like Jar Jar Binks, Qui-Gon Jinn, like, I just love these characters. Like, it's such a funny, lighthearted movie where I just love it. Like, there's just something about this movie that I love.
Yeah, I really do like this movie. I think it's slow paced, but I'm okay with that. I feel like it's fun to slowly get used to these characters, and then the next two movies is where they really build on things.
Yeah.
So I was okay with it being a slow paced film. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. This was the only movie that actually made me tear up. I don't know why, but when he said goodbye to his mother and I knew that she was not, obviously, because I knew it was Darth Vader, I knew his mother wasn't going to survive. I actually teared up, and I remember sitting back and going, wait a second, why am I tearing up for Phantom fucking Menace? This is not a big deal.
But yeah. It's a good movie. Objectively, not the best, but there's just something about that movie that I just love. And honestly, to me, I think all the memes that come from it and stuff like that just add to it. They just add to it so much more. They just make it so much more special.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to get to that. I ranked one of these movies very high just because of the meme factor.
Yeah.
So I get that. Yeah, nothing much else to really say about, because yeah, it was a very slow burn movie, so it wasn't much to discuss. But probably something that we have a lot to discuss. So one I'm surprised that made it this high was Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. We have this at number 5, and I put it at 5 and you put it at 5. So we're all on the same page here.
Honestly, I really enjoyed this movie. I think they brought the series to an end very well. I thought it was a little long. It was like, what, 2.5 hours? And I think there's some scenes that they could have cut out. Like, the Knights of Ren, to me, were kind of just pointless. They kind of just, like, showed up, walked around, and didn't really do anything until the end of the movie. They were kind of just, like, there's no backstory to them. They're just, like, there. But for the most part, like, the movie was extremely enjoyable, and I liked the way they I like the way they wrapped up the series in the whole. I like what they do with Rey and Kylo Ren. Bringing Palpatine back blew my mind. That was crazy, and I think this was a really good film.
Yeah, I really liked it. This is known as of now online as the worst Star Wars movie. So I assumed you would have put this last going in.
No, I, yeah.
Yeah, so when you put it at 5 and I put it at 5, I thought, oh, wow, everyone's going to hate us. But okay, yeah. We're on the same page here at least. Because, yeah, I really liked it. It could be because this was the only Star Wars movie that I watched in theaters actually knowing what was happening.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, watching the movie in theaters, I loved the experience. I was fully on board with what was going on for the movie. And like you mentioned, I loved the Rey and Kylo Ren buildup that they had for the film.
Exactly.
It was perfect.
And I like the point that you bring up. Like, it was just, oh, I just even forgot what you said, but it was just like well put together, and it just kind of, I don't like, you liked what was going on. Like, you were bought in. Like, I, like, for me, when I was watching the movie, like, I was in, you know, whereas like Force Awakens, I wasn't really in. When I was watching this movie, I'm like, yeah, I can get behind this. Like, this is good. Like, this is really good. And like, honestly, just what they do with like all of the Jedi voices and bringing Lando back and bringing Han Solo back. Honestly, that's like such a nice tribute. And like, I appreciate stuff like that in movies. Like, I'm not much of a critic to go around and comment on the cinematics or the CGI. Like, I could care less about that. I like more of like the plot, the story, and bringing stuff in like that into it, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people said, from what I read online, because I tried to see, once I ranked them all, I looked at what people said online to see if I was on the same boat with people. And from what I've gathered, they didn't like how the movie seemed to have no logic. It was all about fan service. And my counterpoint is, I don't watch Star Wars for logic. If I was judging on logic, exactly. Princess Leia used the Force to bring her back from the dead in space. Like, I don't think logic applies to these movies.
Exactly. And, you know, that's one thing I guess I'm going to point out about myself, too, is I don't watch movies to critique movies. You know, I don't base movies off of ratings. I don't care about ratings. If I want to watch a movie, I'll watch a movie. I'm not here to critique movies. Movies are something that are enjoyment for me. Movies aren't something that I'm going to sit down and watch just to critique. So when people, you know, like I said, people say that kind of stuff, I'm like, man, I just want to watch a movie. I don't care about, it's Star Wars. Do I need logic? No, I don't need logic. Like, it's Star Wars.
I don't go into Star Wars expecting a Oscar-worthy acting exactly. performance. I just love seeing the visuals. I liked the fan service. I only started watching a month and a half ago, and I was fully on board with the moments they had. I loved the Han Solo moment with Kylo Ren. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Things like that.
And, you know, you look at the original trilogy, they don't have all this special stuff. But it's still like, they're the best. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, it's Star Wars. That is, it is Star Wars. It doesn't matter on your effects. It doesn't matter on the logic. Is it good Star Wars?
Yeah, no, I liked it. One of my favorite moments, obviously besides Palpatine, because I really thought he pulled through.
Oh, that was unreal.
He was great. I thought the ending was great. But I really loved how at the beginning, we got the Kylo Ren and Rey. We get that little nibbit of information about how they can transfer stuff through each other, through their visions.
Oh, yeah.
And each time the thing got bigger and bigger. And so when the lightsaber moment happened at the end, I was on board. I got so excited. I thought that was perfect.
Right? That's what I mean. Stuff like that, like, it takes you and sucks you in. Like, I did not see that happening whatsoever. And like, that's what I liked about it. You didn't see that coming.
No, it was smart.
The next thing you know, like, boom, it happens. You're like, oh my God, like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah, that was a cool moment. I really liked that. I do have a few issues with the movie, which is why it's at 5 and not higher, because I really love most of the film. But yeah. I do think them kissing at the end seemed really odd, because I didn't see their relationship as anything more than just really close friends.
I can agree with that. And even then, like, I don't see it. Like, it almost, and like, it's kind of there, you know?
I just remember sitting there going, really? That's where this was going? But yeah,
exactly,
it was fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also, similar to Last Jedi, but obviously not as drastic, because I loved this movie. I did feel like they, like, took a step forward with some of these moments, like Rey killing Chewbacca in the ship, and then they took a step back and they went, oh no, he's not actually dead, and then they took a step forward with C-3PO losing his memory, and then they took a step back and went, ah, just kidding, it's back.
Yeah, like, that was kind of eh.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of C-3PO. I teared up a little bit when he was saying goodbye and he lost his memory. I was like, oh my god, not C-3PO.
You know it's not going to happen though, right? That's the thing. It's a Disney film.
Yeah.
Which kind of, for like I said, it takes away from it because you know it's not going to happen.
Yeah. But especially Chewbacca dying. When it happened, I was like, he's not dead. This isn't happening.
Exactly.
But the rest of the movie had no Chewbacca. I would have been really impressed because I feel like that would have been a cool way to have maybe a darker tone to Rey because she's so heroic. I feel like that could have been interesting. But that was my only issue. The rest of the movie I loved. I thought it was good.
And let's be honest, Babu Frick, unreal.
I loved all the characters, really, yeah.
Oh.
So we have number 4 here. We got Star Wars 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have this one at 4. I have it at 3, so both pretty high.
Yeah, honestly, I used to not like this movie. Like I said, like, you watch episodes 1 and 2, and then you just watch this betrayal and it sucks, but when you go back and rewatch the movie, it's a great movie. It is amazing. I don't even know where to start with this movie.
This one has a lot going on. It's funny because episode 1 and 2 really were pretty slow paced. It was a slow burn, and then this one just has so much in it.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what's great about it. It just throws it at you.
I thought Palpatine was obviously awesome. And I do love the shift with Anakin. I thought that was really well done. Yeah. I feel like they were a little too fast, where like one scene he was a good guy, then the next scene he's walking around with like a hood up. And I was like, well, he's fully on board.
Next thing you know, it's like execute order 66. And then the whole movie just switches. And you're like, wait, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, it definitely took a turn really fast that I wasn't expecting. But other than that, I thought it was great. And this is the movie that I put really high because of the meme factor. We got the...
Of course.
Yeah, we got the high there. Or hello there.
And, hello there. Yeah. I have the high ground.
Yeah, I have the high ground. Yeah, those are the two.
Like, these are just unreal. Like, honestly, that adds to it for me. Some people maybe don't like it, but I love it. I absolutely love it. I think General Grievous is a badass. He's a cool character. You have, like, the quad lightsabers, and that's pretty sweet.
I thought the whole movie was just fun. I liked it.
Yeah, it's just a fun movie, minus the fact Padme dies, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, you knew it was happening. I love the moment where you see Anakin and Obi-Wan fighting in the volcano area. That was great. And then it keeps cutting to Palpatine and Yoda fighting. And I love just seeing the difference in their fighting tactics between both fights.
Absolutely.
I thought it was really cool how they kept cutting between the two. They didn't do one and then they went to the next.
Yeah,
combined
them. Such a great way to represent battling in the movie. And putting them like back and forth like that is just really sweet.
Yeah, I remember watching the fight between Yoda and Palpatine. I remember they're both fighting in the area where they do all the politics, and it's literally them fighting for power in the room that signifies power. I just thought it was a really cool visual that they're fighting on that podium.
Oh, it's sweet. Fun fact, I think it's in episode 3. Did you know like the ET characters are in one of those podiums? Yes. Isn't that sweet?
I don't know.
It's kind of a fun fact.
I remember watching the podium scene. I was thinking, wait, there's definitely something in one of these podiums because I remember hearing about this. Yeah. So I kept my lookout for it. And I saw the ET characters. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah, it was a really good movie. And it's just one of those moments too where you see where Darth Vader comes from at the end. And that part's really cool to me. That part is just really, really cool.
I also love how at the end of the movie, they kind of quickly connect it to A New Hope, so you can like watch them back to back. Exactly. As someone that loves A New Hope, I loved that. Just looking at those setups, I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. So
yeah,
that was
exactly
exciting. And I even messaged my brother and I was saying, so I put Revenge of the Sith at 3. It's beating 1 from the OG trilogy. Are people going to hate me? And he was like, I put it at number 1. It's my favorite of all of them. So you're better off than me.
And that's the thing. If hardcore fans listen to this, they'd probably kill me for not putting episodes 1 and 2 right at the end. Because a lot of people straight to the end are episodes 1 and 2. Because they're just, you know, episode 2 is boring or blah, 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 right? So people might hate me for that. But the thing is, if this is, it's just what you like.
I feel like at the beginning, I agreed with most of the consensus, so I put 1 and 2 pretty low, but I feel like when we get higher up, I feel like I'm gonna have a bit of a few hot takes here, so
yeah,
it's gonna turn. They're gonna hate you at first and they're gonna hate me.
Yeah.
So we have number three here. We have Star Wars Episode VI, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, for me, like, the original trilogy, absolutely phenomenal. I can't say enough about it. I'm going to be honest with you. Endor is one of the coolest things ever.
Which one's Endor? I like how he just watched these. I don't know what the name
is. Oh, yeah. So Endor is like the treed planet with the Ewoks. It's one of those things, again, that just resonates with you. Like, just one of the coolest scenes coming out of a movie where... And, like, you know, that's one thing where I guess talking about before, like, the heart and the passion. Like, these aren't just CGI'd in there. These are actual people. And, like, that's one thing that kind of makes it special is, like these scenes. And I don't know, I love the Ewoks in general. Like, that part of the movie is amazing. Hands down, I love the Ewoks. Just a solid movie. I absolutely love the movie. Jabba the Hutt, like, that scene, absolute classic.
Yes. I love Return of the Jedi. I put this one at 2, you put it at 3. So I really liked this movie. Yeah. It's just a perfect film. I really do like it.
The way to talk about it, it just is like a perfect movie.
It's in 3 segments. The first segment is the Jabba the Hutt scene.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's a whole 30 minutes. Does it need to be this long? Because it's really not relevant to the rest of it. And I would say yes, because I thought it was so great. Because I see a lot of hate on, oh, wow, that whole thing was too long. It was pointless. But I felt like it was good to show you just how close this group of people are after the first 2 episodes together. You can see how close these guys are at this point. They're like sacrificing themselves just to save Han Solo, and I thought it was great.
Exactly. It's great. Obviously the end, phenomenal. I love it. Blew my mind when I first watched it. Still blows my mind. It's just like, it's just amazing.
Yeah. I didn't even know how this movie ended. Here, I guess I can get into a bit of information since we're in the OG trilogy. I didn't know much about these movies or anything about them, honestly. I didn't know Palpatine was a character. I thought the only villain was Darth Vader.
Exactly, and if you didn't watch the first 3.
Yeah, so it shocked me that there's this character named Palpatine who's just the definition of evil. And I had no idea that Darth Vader turned good. And so the ending was unexpected to me. I didn't realize Darth Vader would have been the hero in that last moment where he pushed Palpatine off.
Exactly.
And it was so good. When he pushed him off, I went, oh my gosh, that is the perfect ending for Darth Vader. This is really fucking good.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just wraps everything up so, so, so nicely.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite scenes of all the Star Wars movies is Darth Vader saving Luke. I thought that was insane when I first watched it. It's still insane now. It's a really good scene.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, so, so good.
I feel like this is where everyone's in their peak. I thought this was the best Luke Skywalker of the first 3. I felt like this was a really good Han Solo one.
Oh, yeah. Except it kind of... It brings all those characters out. And, like, it just... Like I said, everyone just, like, well, he peaks in this movie, like he said.
Yeah, and obviously, as someone that's a big C-3PO fan, I loved the Ewoks and how he was, like, their king because he could speak their language.
Exactly. Like, it's amazing. Yeah, it's a good movie for him too.
Especially because he's always the guy that's like the idiot in the corner that no one really relies on, and all of a sudden everyone's asking C-3PO to not have the Ewoks kill them. I thought that was really fun. Yeah, I know the Ewoks aren't super beloved. I heard that a lot of people said it was dumb how they were able to beat stormtroopers with guns when all they had was sticks and stones. But like I said in Rise of Skywalker, I'm not looking for logic. I'm just looking for fun. I thought it was hilarious. It was a fun moment.
Exactly.
So I really liked this movie. It was a near perfect film.
You get like the Yahoo from like the Ewoks. It just adds so much to the movie.
Similar to Rise of Skywalker and Revenge of the Sith, I guess the final of every trilogy is so action-packed. Return of the Jedi is so fast-paced.
I agree. This is a good movie. It's so hard to say about these movies because it just is an amazing movie. That's just it's said and done.
We can move on to number 2 here. This is probably the one where I'm gonna get a lot of flack. We have Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put this one at 1, and I put this one at 4.
Oh, wow.
So I guess I'll do like a quick little start here. I was not a huge fan of this movie, and when I ranked them all, I then went online and I saw that this is not only considered the best Star Wars film by far, but everyone says it's like one of the best films in film ever.
Of all time.
Yeah, like everyone's like, oh, it's the best film of all time. And I was like, oh my gosh, I really missed the boat. So I've seen every movie once, but this morning I rewatched it to hope maybe I would like it on a rewatch and I'll put it higher. And afterwards I was like, no, it's still number 4 for me. It's just really? Not one that I loved.
And that's fair. And like, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I just think this movie is phenomenal. What don't you like about it?
Probably another hot take, but I'm not a huge Luke Skywalker fan of like the main central six of Han Solo, Chewbacca, Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker, R2-D2, and C-3PO. Yeah. I consider him like the least enjoyable.
And I agree with that. He's definitely in that kind of like same kind of thing. He's kind of just like a little kid sort of thing. You know, you look at him, you're like, okay, Luke, like whatever. I just think this movie was so well put together. Hoth, once again, like, really would be like, I love movies like that where something stays with you. Like Hoth and Endor. Like these movies, it's something that stays with you. And just the creativity of these scenes just stays with me.
And don't get me wrong, I think it's a good film. That's why I put it at 4. But yeah. I saw Empire Strikes Back as a really good movie that sets up Return of the Jedi. Like, I saw it as, all it is it's setting up Return of the Jedi. So it's kind of like the building blocks for what is a really good film. So that was my thing for it. It's still a good movie. I like it.
But, yeah, no, and that's the thing. Like, everyone has their own opinions and stuff like that. But, yeah.
Yeah, and Empire Strikes Back is like beloved, so hopefully I'm not like getting a bunch of hate here, but
I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's a good movie. I feel like this is also my least favorite of the trilogy because I feel like Luke is just training, which once again sets up for Return of the Jedi. He needs to be a trained Jedi, so that makes sense. I also felt like this was the worst Han Solo of the three because I feel like he was very misogynistic towards Leia. Just I felt like the characters weren't as beloved as the other two. I feel like as a whole it is the reason why the trilogy is so good because it combines it together.
Exactly. And I think it's one of the factors that makes it so great is because for that reason. But I can definitely see why you would put it at 4. I love the Lando betrayal.
Yes.
That is phenomenal. It's like it's just little things that you like. It's true. Like the training with Luke isn't the most phenomenal thing, but like you have like the scenes like Hoth, you have the Lando betrayal. Like it's just great.
And to be fair, I think this might be Princess Leia's best of the three. I feel like she was really fun in this one. She was really badass when she was kind of fighting back with Solo. So I thought she was really fun.
Yeah.
And I also feel like R2-D2 and C-3PO, they split them up because obviously Skywalker split up with the rest of them, so they need him to have R2-D2. But R2-D2 and C-3PO are just so much fun together. That's what makes them so great. So I feel like that was missing kind of the fun.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's a good movie. I feel like I'm glad that it ended up in 2. I'm glad he put it at 1 because it really boosted it up. I was worried that this was actually going to be low and I was going to get blamed for it.
Yeah, and that's fair. Everyone has their like it's all just an opinion, right?
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, that's what rankings is. This is not the definitive list.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, it, objectively speaking, you know, it's just the way you feel. It's not always going to be the same. You know, like I said, a movie might objectively be good, but it might just not just be for you.
Exactly. So at number 1, the best film according to the two of us is Star Wars 4, A New Hope.
Yeah, and I think that's not much to be said about that. It just is. Absolutely amazing movie.
Put it at 1, you put it at 2, so we're both very high on this movie.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start with this movie.
My favorite part about the movie, obviously, I think this is where C-3PO shines, because him and R2-D2 are like this buddy cop roaming the galaxies together. I thought this was an amazing movie with the two of them. This is my favorite of the two. I thought they were so much fun.
and like the Jawas. This movie really shines on two characters that kind of set the basis for the entire trilogy, or for the entire series, sorry, I should say. Like C-3PO and R2-D2, like I said, are arguably some of the best characters in the series. And they really get their shine right off the bat.
Yeah, and I find Luke being this farm boy that's just on this island and runs into the two droids, I thought that worked out really well for me. I thought it was a good start to this adventure. And
yeah,
that's another reason why I like this movie, is every other movie you need to watch the other ones because they all connect in some way. This one's just a standalone movie. This is just this boy that has no right to be in this big adventure, just going off saving the galaxy. And I thought it was a really fun, independent film.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing here, it's this is one of the best things. You know, you have the iconic introduction to Han Solo. To me, when I first see Han Solo, I'm like, this guy, like, this guy's it. I was like, you just know he's going to be a good character. Like, you just know it's coming.
That's a good point. Did I say that his best movie was Return of the Jedi? Because if I did, I retract that statement. Because, yeah, this was the best Han Solo. He was really good in this movie. He was my favorite after watching this one alone.
Yeah, and, like, it's just, like, and that's one of those things where like I said, you start off as Han Solo in this movie. And unbelievable throughout the whole series. And, like I said, you do a solo movie without Harrison Ford. Which is fine, because it's about more of his background. But it's, like, I don't know, man. You see Harrison Ford, and this is Han Solo, and that's just who it is.
Yeah, he was really good in this movie. And I was even looking at the synopsis of this film, because I was trying to remember why I love this movie so much, because this was the first one I saw. So I saw it at the middle of November, so it was a while ago. And just reading the synopsis, I was like, wow, not much actually happened in this movie. And that's just because this movie just dives into all these characters and really fleshes them out. You really see how close they all get.
Yeah, and that is so true. Like, it's just the interaction between the characters is great. And that's one thing, it's just so well done. It's one thing I just didn't feel with the new trilogy, honestly. Then that's one thing I just, like, you take this trilogy, it's just, you don't get that same bond, I guess, between the characters. Not that I felt anyways, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And when I pulled this movie up on Disney Plus when I watched it, and it said Star Wars 1977, I thought, wait a second, is this the Star Wars? This was in 77? I even realized that. Because it does not look like it at all. It is
hard
really
to believe. And that's, and like, same thing. That's why, like, this movie is phenomenal. Because it was 1977. And you look at the new movies, that's great. Like, look at this, like, it's not mind blowing. It's not new. It's even, like, obviously we weren't like alive when it first came out. But you look at that movie, and you're like, this is just, you watch A New Hope, you're like, this is amazing. You look back, it's just phenomenal. You're like, for 1977, there's something that just blows your mind about that. It's just, you look at it, you're like, there's no way. You're like, this is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel dated at all, in my opinion. Something that I also was very interested in was the budget. A New Hope, the original one, had an $11 million budget.
It's insane. And like I said, that's what makes these movies so amazing. It's like, anyone nowadays can go throw tons of money at movies and make the biggest, most cinematic, you know, with all the CGI and all the explosions. You can make a movie as extreme as you want it to. That's easy. That's easy. But you look at a movie like this with $11 million.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And that's what makes this movie so great. It's like, are you kidding me?
And to compare that, Force Awakens, Episode 7, so the start of the final trilogy, had a budget of $306 million.
Exactly. And it's a great action movie, but that thing, those movies didn't rely on that. They didn't rely on throwing all their money into it.
Yeah, so that's like 25 New Hopes rolled up into one.
Exactly. Episode 4, like the stormtrooper disguise.
Yeah.
Just classic. Like, just absolutely iconic.
Yeah, just a lot of fun moments in that movie. They had so many characters, so many concepts and planets, like so much to introduce in this movie. It's not based in reality, it's based in a fantasy world, and they had like 50 characters, tons of planets, all these storylines to introduce. And maybe that's why I feel slow paced, because they have to introduce so much and it feels perfect. Like I thought it was great.
Exactly. And then you have the classic Death Star run.
The ending was like, perfect.
Like it's just perfect. Like it's just the most perfect and unreal movie. It's an amazing movie. It's like you kind of think about it and you're like, what's so good about it? Like it's just like it just is. You know what I mean? It just is. It's phenomenal, to say the least. It's one of those things where you almost like you sit there and you think about it, like, so you look back and you're like, what made it so good? You're like, well, everything.
Really, there's nothing to criticize about it. You can say it for all of the original trilogy. I really do think it holds up considering how old they are. They hold up well.
Oh, 100%. And that's another thing. Like that's another thing I guess that I really enjoyed about this movie is you don't fuck around with Darth Vader. You don't fuck around with the Empire. Like, oh, there's Alderaan. No, goodbye. Kylo Ren, you're like, well, why are you so tough? What did you like? So what? You look at the Empire. They're like, yeah, see this planet? Yeah, it's gone. Like that. You know, it's just that ruthlessness. Don't see in like the new ones I find.
Yeah, it's crazy. They do a great job building him up as his villain, which obviously pays off in the episode 6. But no, I agree. The very first scene, you see him just breaking into a ship and just killing everyone.
Exactly. I mean, that's what it just brings a sense of like, wow, this is gonna be good. You know, like this is good. This is a villain. This is a villain. That's what I think when you see that scene. You know, you're like, yeah, this guy is a villain.
Yeah, and then you see Luke's foster parents, and then a few scenes later, oh, they're dead. They just murder them.
Right? Like, there's no like holding back with that. I think that's what makes it great. Where I don't know, I just find like the newer ones like lack that a little bit.
That's a good point. Yeah, it ain't no Disney. They're not afraid to kill everyone.
Exactly, right? Like there's no oh happy go lucky Disney. It's like no, it's like yeah, they don't fuck around.
Yeah, and I do think that's what makes the movie good, because there's stakes. You don't feel like they're safe by a Disney shield.
Exactly, because that's what the new one kind of feels like.
As a whole, are you excited for them to do another trilogy? Have you heard that they're working on that?
I don't know. That's something to see when the time comes, I guess. I mean, it's one of those things where I guess nowadays, it's like, they're just like, it just seems like such a money grab. They're just doing it to feed the fire. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. If it's just going to be like the new trilogy, which is more of like an action movie more than anything, I might not buy in. But
yeah,
I'll probably watch them still.
Yeah, I'll eventually watch them when they're like out on Disney Plus or something. But I don't think I'm going to be lining up in theaters to watch them. It's not my kind of thing. Yeah, it does feel like they're just doing it just to make money at this point. Especially how they've announced they're doing 3 movies. But they're like, oh, we don't have a release yet because we still need to find writers. They're like, oh, we're definitely making them, but we don't know what we're doing yet.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it, but well, maybe we'll see when the time comes.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron, where can people find you? Do you want to plug anything?
Not really. I mean, I don't have anything to plug about.
Don't have a iconic Twitter account?
I don't do Twitter, man. I haven't touched Twitter since high school, but I mean, my Instagram is AaronFleming88. You know, go follow me up. I don't post very much, but that's where I am.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't do Twitter either. It's not my thing. Yeah.
I don't do podcasts or anything, so there's really nothing to follow about me. I'm just a guy. I'm just a random dude who, if I had something to plug about, I would, but.
That's fair.
I don't have any mixtapes coming out soon.
No, man. Oh, I was hoping for that.
Dang. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me on, Quentin. That was actually a lot of fun talking about it.
Yeah, no, yeah, I was glad to actually get to talk to you. I haven't spoke to you in forever, so I figured this would be fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. So that's it for Star Wars here. We'll see you guys next month. Next month, we are ranking 65 films of 2019. I got two other people. We watched 65 movies from this year.
Holy smokes.
We ranked them all. Yeah, it's going to be a big podcast. We're planning on recording it soon just to get it out of the way.
65.
Yeah, it's a lot.